All right, so here we are talking about our wonderful It's About Time ageism project, and it's Ro recording some lovely people think words. So people think anyone over the age of 50 or 55 is a senior, but really it's best to ask the individuals how they see themselves. People think age determines responsibility, but really responsibility comes with every age. People think young people can't make good choices.
People think,
but really,
teenage pain is not valid.
Just need more time. But really, people think, I don't know what I'm talking about.
People think,
but people really, think we get wise as we age. But
really, this project excites me because in our own small way, we're doing one of the most effective things to change and end the negative kind of results of that stereotypical thinking is through intergenerational activities, like getting to know people across the generations and finding just true human connection.
Now, tell me about a younger person or an older person that you admire and why.
Tell me about a younger person you admire and why.
Tell me about a young person that you admire.
Do you have a specific young or older person that you admire?
Yes, Grandma McKay. How amazing it is that she can be her age, 94, and still remember everything and do everything and has lots of energy.
Tell me about a young person that you admire.
Okay, I admire this one because they're active, they're social, they get out, and they're not stuck.
It comes up to the individual and how they feel and what they are. And the only way people know that is if they ask and genuinely care to find out who that person is.
People think young people don't want to work, but really, they tell me I don't have enough experience. People think my knowledge is based on my age, but really, I can learn anything at any age.
There should be a separation in between age and experience, because you can be young and have experienced something that is very valuable and have a lot of knowledge about something that is valuable that someone who is older hasn't had the opportunity to learn yet.
This morning when we walked into the room, I was having trouble with the recorder, so Kathy said she'll give me a hand. So we bumbled along trying to find the main page and all that stuff, how to operate that thing with not enough buttons. Eventually I said, I just don't get this. I'm probably too old. And then as soon as I heard that, I went, oh, I don't get this. Maybe I'm too young. I tried to switch it around, at least train my brain to not think that I couldn't do it just because I was old.
It's ingrained, but it got ingrained because that's the way we were taught.
Yeah.
And it can be untaught and taught a different way.
Ageism is sometimes connected to other types of bias. It's not necessarily separate from other types of issues that might come up, but it tends to be an additive issue as well, particularly because I'm female in the industry that I work in.
Much like sexism or anything else, mm-hmm. You can't eliminate it till you get down to the fact that we are ever-changing beings.
Yeah.
And you can't be classed into, now I'm a senior.
Do you think there's any age bracket that seems to be most guilty of ageism?
I don't think so. I think everyone, no matter their age, can be ageist.
But talking about it is the best way to deal with anything.
Yeah.
If you can't talk about it as adults, then our thinking never changes.
It's time to start listening.
Yeah.
Really, it's a human rights issue in a way, or a social justice issue in a way.
The more we all understand each other, the better the world is, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm all for that.
Yeah.
People think I'm too young to do something. They also say, you're too old for that. People think ageism doesn't affect young people, but really, it affects everyone.
Well, that's all the questions I have for you today. Thank you for letting me interview you.
Thank you, Mary, for your time.
So thank you for this chat. It was very, it opened up my mind again about thinking about some of these things.
Well, I thank you for your time, and we'll get on with our day.
That's all the questions I have for you today.
That's it then?
Thank you.
Yeah, that was a great interview.
Well, if you want to do some more, you can you just give me a call.
Well, I feel like, I don't know if I have more to say, but I feel like just having this conversation has made me more interested in what you
Any other statements?
This